Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Clapping for Jesus. We can make it bigger, louder for the Lord, louder for the Lord, louder for the Lord, and louder for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a God that is too faithful to fail. He has never failed once. He will not fail in your life. Please, with the joy of heart and gratitude of heart, let's lift up our voice and our hands and celebrate the good God that you and me serve. Give God thanks from the depth of your heart to say, Lord, I'm grateful for everything that you have done, particularly in the month of June. The first half of the year is wrapping up. Just express your thanksgiving to Him. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I'm grateful. Thank you, Jesus. I stand as that one leper again to say you are good. Your mighty deeds in our midst, the testimonies are humbling. Only the Lord can do these things. Thank you, Father, in the majesty of your presence. We give you glory and we give you honor. Take all the glory. Take all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. The testimonies of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Every testimony you've heard today and the one you are still going to hear from His word is a picture of what your future look like. Every impossible case is possible with our God. Do I have a weakness? I said, do I have a weakness? Do I have a weakness? Do I have a weakness? And from this service, God will make you now the weakness. Now, what that means is that you will be the next testimony we'll share on the altar. Are you sure you are a believer? Are you receiving it? Say with me, I'm the next testimony. Louder you can, I'm the next testimony. In Psalm 68 and verse 6, it said, the Lord set up the solitary in family, and He bring out those who are bound in chain. Today is a marital breakthrough service. You will never break down again. I want you to ask the Lord and make a demand. Lord, visit me in this service. Send me a word of my breakthrough. Send me my word of breakthrough. Every time light breaks forth, life also breaks forth. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Please make a demand. Lord, I make a demand. I make a demand for encounter with your word this morning. Visit me this morning. Send me a word this morning. Send me my word of breakthrough. Please pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Lord, send me a word of breakthrough. Send me a word of breakthrough. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we give you all the glory. We are not a special people. We have a special God. And because we have you as our special God, indeed you do special things in our life. Lord, everything that has happened again up to now, we want to say thank you. Everything that is about to happen in this service, we want to say thank you. And everything that will be happening from this service, we say thank you. Thank you, because destiny has already been secured. The year will still answer as open doors for everyone. In the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, let revelation knowledge flow in this service. Give everyone deep understanding. Within the time that we have, Lord, do the unusual. Have it in your own way. Take over, Holy Spirit. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A loud amen, please, in the God's presence. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise as you take your seat. Louder you can, I'm a child of destiny. We're going to be wrapping up on this series, which we began some few weeks back. And as we're wrapping off the last Sunday, understanding the power of vision. Please just open your heart as much as you can. I'm sure something will drop. Amen. Within the time that we have, a lot has been said in the course of the month. We're just going to build and we are finalizing. But the subject of vision is for life. Somebody say for life. You will not miss your portion. I say you will not miss your portion. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Somebody say, I will not perish. Louder you can say, I will not perish. In Isaiah chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. My people. Knowledge of what? The knowledge of God's vision for their life. In Isaiah 5:13, it says, my people have gone into captivity because they lack understanding. I want to pray that God will grant you and me full knowledge and understanding of what our destiny holds, so that each one will make the most of it. Somebody say, help me, Lord. The louder you can say, help me, Lord. We have established that God has a settled plan for all his children. Say with me, settled. Louder you can say, settled. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before I came forth out of the womb, so I sanctified thee and I ordained thee a prophet to the nation. I ordained thee before. Somebody say before. Louder you can say before. The loudest you can say before. In Galatians 1, 15 and 17, Paul said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, can you see that? And called me by grace to reveal his son in me, that I may preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. He settled. Psalm 119, verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Say with me, settled plan. Louder you can say, settled plan and settled purpose. So it's settled. It's settled. What does that mean? That means that you are not a biological accident. You are not a function of coincidence. No accident, no coincidence. Whereas God in heaven has predestined you to be here. In Psalm 139, verse 14, he said, for you are fearfully and you are wonderfully made. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Fearfully and what? Wonderfully made. In Psalm 100 and verse 3, he said, know ye not that God is the one that has made us, not by ourselves, We are his people and the sheep of his what? Of his pasture. Why do I need vision? I need vision because the value of every product is not determined in the market, it's determined in the factory. The value of every product is not determined in the market. It is not in the market they said this is the determination. No. Before the product set out of the factory, they have already had a tag price on it. Is somebody catch what I'm saying? That's why Jeremiah said before. That's why Paul said before. So please listen, people. Don't take ownership of your life. Give the ownership of your life to God. Because he is your creator. Hallelujah. He is your maker. And he knows the best for you. And in the name of Jesus, you and me will get there. Amen. I say you and me will get there. Amen. I say you and me will get there. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. I say you and me will get there. Amen. I say you and me will get there. Amen. So let's settle down for his plan. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Let's settle down for his plan. Let's settle down for his plan. I know the thought I have towards you, says the Lord. The thought of peace, not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. Let's settle down for God's plan. Verse 13, please, quickly. Verse 13. And you shall ask me of the plan. Don't assume the plan. Don't assume the plan. What do you do? Ask me of the plan. Ask me of the plan. And when you ask genuinely, by searching for me with the depth of your heart, you'll find it. Too much of assumption. Isaiah 42, verse 18. I want you to follow me as I read this scripture. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? May you not be blind. Verse 20. Read with me together, please. Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the eyes, but he heareth not. Say, Lord, please help me. In verse 21, he said, the Lord were pleased for his righteous sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Now look at verse 22. He said, but these people, they are robbed and they are spoiled. Can you see that? And all of them are snared in hole. You will not fall into errors. You will not fall into mistakes. And they are in what? Prison houses. People that God have set free are now becoming captives of life and circumstances. They are supposed to be captains in life. They are supposed to be rulers, but they now become captives of life. They are snared. They are now in prison houses. So without vision, life is an adventure in frustration. The scripture says that there. For none saith restore. Verse 22. In verse 22, he said, who among you will give ear? Who will hearken and hear? For the time is come. If you will just pay attention to my consistent leading pattern, you'll be settled. Who gave Jacob for his spoil, verse 24, and Israel to the robbers. To the robbers. You will not be a victim of the robbers. Did not the Lord, he against whom have sinned, for they would not walk in his ways. Neither were they obedient to his law. They said this world is old school. We are new school. We are Gen Z. We have done all the calculations. We have done all the analysis. We know what is going to happen. We have studied the weather. If you go left, you know, I'm a geology. I've done all of those checks. We have checked it. Science, we have done all our tests. And we can tell you this is what is going to happen. Thank God for it. But thank God more for what God says. Are you catching on that? Verse 25, therefore he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it is set on him on fire round about, yet he knew not. And it burned him. Life will not burn you. You didn't say amen. I say life will not burn you. You see, all this catastrophe is because this man just miss it. He's blind, he's deaf, he's not following what God says. Isaiah 30 verse 1. Let's read that one too. Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 1. It's a woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that taketh counsel, but not of me, and that cover with covering, but not the spirit, that they may hard sin to sin. If you are not following God, you'll just be hardening sin upon sin. You just be going to sin upon sin. When you are not following God, you are not following his will, you are not following his pattern, you will just be hardening sin to sin. Are you catching that now? Verse 2, they walk to go down to Egypt and have no axe of my mouth. Please tell your neighbor, have you asked the Lord? Don't take step. He knew before. So you need to ask. They have no axe of the Lord. They have no axe of my mouth. To the strength themselves in the strength of Zion. They are priding themselves in their degrees. Priding themselves. Did you hear what somebody said? 32 years with NHS and nothing to show. And began to have encounters with God. And destiny began to take shape. Now listen to me, you don't have to have money to start business, in case you are not aware. When God leads you with vision, he makes the provision. God will only finance what he commands. Do you know what you are begging about? Check. Did he command it? Please check. Let's find vision, because every vision will enjoy provision. Provision. If it is God that is leading you, you will not beg. Him, God, will even connect you with the partners that will not come to scheme you, but they will come to help you. I call them destiny helpers. Not all these systems people are running on. If God is the one sending you, there are people who will give you money. We have read the testimony. Somebody was giving money, 100%. Start the business. And when you start the business, you still have 90% and I have 10%. What is that? That can only be God. That can only be God. I want to plead, businessmen, career people, let's settle down. Let's not be too high. Let's not be too high with all this thing going about. We are not like them. Proverbs 16:25. I'm telling you why we need vision. Because this is important as we are coming to conclusion. Proverbs 16:25. Why we need vision. Proverbs 16:25, please. If you can, look that for us. Thank you, Father. Proverbs 16:25. Let's read together. It's on the screen. One to go, everyone. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, you will not die before your time. Amen. Don't just carry the man and go and marry and start suffering all kinds because you were moved by the physical. God sees the end from the beginning. Don't just say the girl is fine. She may be a fine girl physically and a wizard inside. Settle down. And find out. They have no axe of my mouth. Christians don't flow by physical things. We flow by the voice of God part time. We are not moved by weather. We are not moved by situation. We are moved by the word of God. Somebody say, I hear. I see grace therefore being released. It's therefore important that as we hear from God, we prove all things by time. Somebody say proof. Louder, you can say proof. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. The Bible says they despise not prophecy. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Prove it. How do you prove it? Prove it with the word. The Bible is the most authentic script for proving vision. How do I know? Psalm 12 verse 6. Hear what the word says. It says, for the word of God is pure. Can you see that? A silver that have been tried how many times? 7 times. So the word has already been tried. So use the word to try anything you claim to dream, or anything you claim to say you saw, or anything you claim to say they said. Do you know there are people who believe prophets than believe the word? That's why you are all kinds. That's why you are in trouble. You believe in man than believe the word. So anything you hear, use the Bible to prove it. Somebody say, I hear. Matthew 24:53. He said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Heaven and earth may pass away, but not the jot of my word. Verse 53, please. Will pass out of this life. Not a jot. Not a jot of my word. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter 1, 19. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 1, 19. For we have a what? A more sure word of what? Prophecy. Whereunto you will do well in your destiny. As you take it to the word, the light of will shine in dark places until the day dawn and the day star begin to rise in you. Verse 20, he said, know ye not that no prophecy of scriptures is of private interpretation. So when you claim to see anything, go and check the sure one. Does it conform to what God said? Whose report will you believe, my friend? Thank God for the doctor's report, but whose report will you believe? Let God be true and no man be a liar. Whose report will you believe? No private interpretation. This Bible, he said, holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 34 and verse 16, Isaiah 34 and verse 16, he says, seek ye out of the book and read. None of these will fail. None shall want amid. Why? He said, from the mouth of God it has commanded it, and the Spirit has gathered it. So listen to me, you can count on the word. Let God be true and no man be a liar. So you saw a dream, you saw a vision, somebody said one prophecy, use the Bible to check it and free yourself from the spirit of fear. Somebody say, I hear. Louder, you can say, I hear. The question next we ask quickly is, how do I assess vision? Number one, be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Ghost. John 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. So with me, guide. The Holy Ghost is still guiding us today. The Holy Ghost is still guiding us today. All you need to do is come into the frequency of the Spirit. There are too many carnal people in church. They see things only from physical perspective, from emotional perspective. Listen to me. As a Christian, you must realize that your emotion is too limited to guide you. Don't be moved by your emotion. Be moved by vision. Your emotion is how you feel. Vision is what God says. Which one is strong? Your emotion is how you feel. Vision is what? What God say. Revelation 1:10, I was in the spirit and I heard. You need to come in the frequency of spirits to hear. Come in the frequency. Leave the natural and connect with the spiritual. Galatians 5 and verse number 25. If you live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Tell your neighbor, please walk in the spirit. Don't walk in emotion. Don't walk in the physical. Walk in the spirit. Romans 8 and verse 14. As many are led by the spirit, they are the sons of God. I see the Holy Ghost guiding you. Number two, engage the mystery of praise and worship as a lifestyle. What do we mean? Let praise and worship be your lifestyle. Not when you, what you do when you have emergency. There are people, they will only sing and praise when they have emergency. No. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29. Hear what he said. He said, you shall have a song in your mouth as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart as womb that goeth as a pipe that cometh. You shall have a song. Somebody say, I must have a song. Verse 30, he said, then the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. I worship you, Almighty God. When you wake up in the morning, what do you do? Some of us, the phone, social media, straight. What a life. Immediately you get up from the bed, you expose yourself first to external news. That's why your life is grounded. I'm telling you the truth. That is why you are emotionally wrecked. That's why you are depressed. Because you started your day with bad news. God's servant said, there are days where he begins a day up to 12 noon. Nobody can reach him. You see, listen, when you see people great, there are things they do. Not the way you are living your life. He will usually say, those who make news, they don't watch it. Yeah. Because they keep themselves busy in making the news. It's the ones who watch it. They have plenty of time. They are watcher of news. You know what is happening in Instagram, in X, TikTok. There is nowhere you are not. But in a day, your Bible, you have not read. And you wonder why you are confused. Brother, you'll be more confuser. Because you are listening to the voice of the world. Your ear cannot be clear to hear the voice of God. It's a discipline. So you don't start your day mourning. And you don't end your day also mourning. Oh, I've had a bad day. No, you didn't have a bad day. If you have a bad day, you should be in the grave. Some people start that day and they could not finish the day because they died. Two of us. So you get down to bed. The Bible says you lay to bed. You shall have a song in the night. So songs are not only for morning. They are for morning, they are for day, and they are for night. And we saw that. If you don't have a song, you cannot hear his voice. That's what the Bible teaches us. Let's look at David as an example. Psalm 34 verse 1. David said, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise will continually be my meat. This is a lifestyle. My lifestyle is praise. David enjoyed so great voice of God. Psalm 42 verse 5. Look at David. David said, why is my soul cast down? And why is my soul quieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet do what? Praise him for the help of his countenance. Look at verse 10 of that same chapter. Verse 10 quickly, please. Again, David said, why is my soul cast down? your soul will not be cast down. David was never down at any point in time. He was always motivated. He stayed motivated till the end. David fought battles upon battles. Yet, David will never be cast down. What battles are you going through? Have you fought Goliath before? Ask your neighbor, have you fought Goliath before? David fought Goliath, yet he said, I will not be cast down. No wonder David enjoys such great voice of God. I don't have all the time, but you can write it down. 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 6 to 8, from verse 18 to 20. David inquired of God, and God kept speaking to him, because David was a man who lived a life of praise. Tell your neighbor, please, live a life of praise. Tap your neighbor, say, neighbor. Make sure that nothing takes your praise from your mouth. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. Please do the preaching with me. Say, neighbor. My neighbor. I'm preaching to you today. If you allow your enemy to take your praise from your mouth and keep you in sorrow and in complaining, you will lose the voice of God. My neighbor. Are you sure you are talking to say my neighbor? You need the voice of God to navigate through the challenges of life. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. What are the proof of true vision? One, when you are in vision, God will be walking through you. Jesus said in John 14:10, my Father doeth the work. Can you see that? My Father doeth the work. He dwells in me and is doing the work. Philippians 2:13, it is God at work in you, both to will and to do. Speaking about Paul, a great apostle, Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. He said, God wrought special miracles. How? By. So it was not Paul that was doing it. It was God that was wrought it. Can you see how it works in this kingdom? You are not the one. People will think you are, but because you are running God's agenda, you are following God's plan, God will be the one doing it for you. Somebody say, I hear. Number two, God works for you. Can you imagine God working for you? Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3, God works for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he said, blessed is he that calleth you, who also will. God works for you. Mark 16:20. And the Lord was walking with them, confirming the word. You will not miss God in your life. Amen. Please say a louder amen. Amen. Finally, you feel ever refreshed. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. Leaded me beside the still water. For his name's sake. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and the staff, they do what? They comfort me. Refreshed. You are not famished, you are refreshed. So check, when you are famished, it may not be God. But when you are refreshed, that is God. Listen to me, I have said, people don't get tired for doing the right thing. People get tired for doing the wrong work. It is wrong work that weary people. So anytime you feel that you are getting depressed, check. You have started doing the wrong thing. You are paying attention to the wrong thing. Because when you do the right thing, it refreshes you. That's how life works. Somebody say, I receive grace. Beginning from today, I see you breaking forth. I didn't hear your amen. Say with me, I will break forth. Louder you can, I'm breaking forth. And loud as you can, I'm breaking forth. As we get ready to pray, and it's our covenant day of marital breakthrough, no one will break down maritally. No one will break down maritally. I say, no one will break down maritally. Discover every marriage, discover every family, discover every person on the sound of my voice. I said, no one will break up maritally. Marriage is good, and every good thing is your entitlement in Christ. Genesis 2:18, Matthew 7:11. It said, no good thing will you withhold from them. No good thing. God does not withhold good thing. How much more shall your heavenly Father give good things? It is good. And because it's good, I see God giving you. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Therefore, your marital destiny is settled. Amen. Every child of God, your marital destiny is settled. Amen. Hear what he said in scriptures. Psalm 68 verse 6. I've read it before. He will settle the solitary in family. He will bring back those who are bound in chain. He said the rebellious will dwell in the dry land. Matthew 13:28. After good seed have been sown, he said, an enemy has done this. Whatever the enemy is doing in any family, I decree in the name of Jesus that they are undo this morning. Please somebody join me and say a loud amen. Amen. Matthew 15:13. He said, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? And I see them uprooted. I say, I see them uprooted. I say, I see them uprooted. I say, I see them uprooted. So when we are talking about marital siege, we are talking about marital delays, marital storms in marriages, separations, threat of divorce, lack of peace in the home, lack of joy in the home. Some people are married and they look like they are not married. That's what God is talking about. God is saying all these things are not your portion. And is somebody saying a loud amen with me? And so therefore, as we pray in this service, every tension in every home, we decree the peace of God. I see God sending you help. Please say louder amen. Few keys we need to hold on to as we enjoy marital settlement in our destiny. Number one is we must be born again. Because until you are saved, you don't have inheritances of the kingdom. John 3 and verse 3. You have to surrender to Christ. Revelation 3:20. Let Jesus come into your heart so that he can take care of your home. And if you are single, let Jesus come into your heart so that he can settle you as you endeavor to go through your marital journey. Number two is remain in love with God. Romans 8:23. All things work together for good to them that love God. Somebody say love. In 1 John 5:3, it said, this is the love of God that we keep his commandment. Can you see that? So love is not theoretical. Love is practical. That we keep. So if I want my marital destiny to be settled, I must not play down on what the world is saying. I must not argue with the world. I must follow through what the world is saying concerning my marital destiny. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Number three, be committed to kingdom advancement endeavor. Somebody say, why is this so? Every time we are seeking the advancement of the kingdom, we provoke the favor of God. In Proverbs 18:22, he said that finding the wife, finding a good thing, and obtaineth what? Favor. Somebody say favor. Do I obtain favor? Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. He said that we arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor is come. He said, yea, why? Because Zion has favored. Because you have favored. You favored the cause of Zion. God, therefore, begin to favor your cause. So it's favor. So when you are advancing his kingdom, you enjoy unusual favor. Psalm 34 verse 10. They that seek the Lord, he said, they shall not lack any good thing. Number next is that please beware of pride, so that it will not destroy your marital destiny. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:33, it said, before honor is humility. Honor. So the honor of marriage in Hebrews 13 verse 4 is enjoyed with humility. Don't overpride yourself. Don't overestimate yourself. Don't be over too new. You can't be in a family and you are the only right and everybody is wrong. Something is not correct. You cannot over too new. Let me say this to you, men. If you are the only one talking and talking and your wife is not talking, there's disaster. I can tell you the truth. Your wife is just saying, no problem. Shebi, you are the only one that can talk. Keep going. When you face Pepe, you ask my opinion. If you are the, have you seen great leaders who don't have supporters? Am I making sense? Even Jesus had 12 disciples. Who are your disciples? That's for marriage. And then when you are a single person, you are too much into yourself that nobody fits into your rank. You won't make it. Because the kind of husband you are looking for, even heaven have not created the man yet. That's why you are still single. I'm not going to marry. No. You know, you are looking at your PhD. You are looking at your what? Masters. Please, let's be humble. It gives a great future. Somebody say, I will be humble. Do you know it's humility? When somebody is wrong and they will say, I'm sorry. True of us? It's humility. When somebody is proud of himself, even when he's wrong, he will still be stubborn. But your destiny and my destiny will not be dashed. When you are confronted with all forces, engage your faith. Ephesians 6:16. With your faith, you can break barriers. I remember as I began the journey, nothing could confuse me that my marital destiny was not going to be great. Nothing. Because I just knew that by faith, I can always make it. And we are making it every day. And we are advancing every day. I see you advancing every day. Please, finally, let's beware of alternatives. Let's beware of other gods in our quest for marital settlement. Let's beware of cutting corners. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1, 6 and 7. He said, let not this man think he will receive anything from God. Hallelujah. In Psalm chapter 16 verse 5, it says, sorrow shall multiply of them that seek after other God. Now, other God does not mean, it may not just mean you are bound down to some. It may just be that you have alternatives. So you put God at the back bencher. For instance, you see a man, you have not gone to ask God. You just like him and you carry on with the relationship. You have not sought God. You see a woman, you just carried on. Beware, because it burns out people at the end. Your marital destiny will not be dashed. Somebody say, I will make it. I'm sure you agree with me that everyone in this church, we are connected to a family. True of us? You are connected to a marriage. True of us? Without a marriage, you will not be sitting here. True of us? So, what are we saying? The one you came from, and the one you will connect to, or you're already connected to, that destiny will not be dashed. That destiny will not be dashed. That destiny will not be dashed. We have a testimony. It's going to be, I believe, read by the second service. If we have the time, this person said their family has disintegrated for many years, and God brought them together. Member of this church. who said they want their testimony to be shared, how God brought them together. Everything disintegrated, but God brought them together. The same way God is bringing you together. Whatever is causing unrest, I see God lifting it up. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise. Have you received anything at all? I want you to rise up on your feet and thank God for your marital destiny. Thank God for your what? That is already settled. Lord, thank you for my marital destiny. Everyone is an offshoot of a marriage. Whether the one you came from or the one you are in now, or for us who are single, the one you will go and join. Lift up your voice and thank God. Lord, I thank you because according to your word, my marital destiny is settled. Please bless the name of Jesus. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please say the loudest amen. Amen. If you are in this service and you are not saved, salvation is the first pathway. The blessings of the kingdom are not for the public. They are only for the children of God. I want to give room for that, and we pray and we are releasing blessing. What I'm believing God for everyone represented here is that the mercy of God will answer your marital destiny. Do you know why? A lot of us are victims of our mistakes. It's only mercy that can bring us out. Victims. But by the mercy of God, every mess anyone may be in right now, the blood will bring you out of it. Please let me pray for you. You want to be born again, you want to be saved. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to surrender to Jesus. Wherever you are, lift up your hand and then we'll pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Church, let's clap hands for Jesus and encourage anyone that wants to come. Please, wherever you are, we're waiting for you on the altar. You want to make it a date with Jesus. A new door. A new thing, a new day. Wherever you are, let's receive you. Let's receive you. God bless you. Let's receive you. God bless you. Let's receive you. Church, clap your hands. We want to encourage anybody. Please, anywhere you are, we encourage you. Don't postpone your salvation. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And you are blessed as you do so. One more time. A few more moments, I'm about to move. But please, I'm waiting for you. One more time. That brother, that sister, nowhere is too far. Let's receive. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Get down here. We'll pray for you at the same time. And things will begin to turn, even for your favor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody please say a louder amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Now, I want you to pray for yourself as we get ready to get prophetic blessings. That Lord, settle me maritally. Let every breakdown in marriage, let it turn to breakthrough. Go before God and call for his help. Lord, send your help into my marriage. If you are a single person, Lord, help me and settle me maritally. I must not make the mistake others have made. Everybody lift up your voice and pray for yourself. I must not make the mistake. I must not be at that place. As a family, pray. You are a husband, pray. Lord, let my marital destiny be settled. No more ups and downs. No more ups and downs. No more ups and downs. Are you sure you are praying for yourself? Lord, no more breakdown. You are the Prince of Peace. Settle me in peace. Settle me in joy. From today, let my experience begin to change. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Place your hand upon yourself if you can. Lord, upon this exalted altar we stand. To be doers of your word, we receive it right now.
grace to follow through your word, we receive it right now.
Whatever is making us a victim of the robber and a captive of the captains,
snared in hold,
Father, I pray by your mercy, arrest you right now. By the blood of Jesus, I pray that God rescue you from all forms of errors, all forms of mistakes. Anyone shedding tears of errors of the past, I decree that the God of restoration will restore you back. Now, as hands are laid upon your head, I decree that your marital destiny is settled. You will not suffer breakdown in your marriage again. You will not suffer breakdown in your family again. Whatever the enemy has done, we undo it in the name of Jesus. From today, every marital siege is broken. Whatever is not causing marriage to happen in family, we command that limit to be lifted up. Your marital destiny is open in the name of Jesus. You are free in the name of Jesus. That generational curse is broken. God will settle you maritally. Others may make mistake, you will not make their mistake. Others may fall by the wayside, you will not fall at the wayside. Others may fail, I see you succeed. Therefore, to every family, I say go and advance in the name of Jesus. I decree peace in that storm. I decree peace in that storm. I decree peace in that storm. By the word of the Lord, I decree peace in that storm. In the name of Jesus. Every form of offense, I pray that the Lord that touches the heart of man begin to touch every heart. Soften every heart. That marriage is restored. That family is restored. You are going out this week to begin to enjoy unusual breakthrough. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Hear me as you hear me, people of God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they be what? What makes family breakthrough is the power of the one. Anytime you are beginning to think different, please call yourself back. The enemy wants us to break down. Because the Bible says, a house that is divided against what? Itself shall know what? Therefore, whatever causes disunity in family, I decree in the name of Jesus, they are finally over. Restoration in every home. Restoration in every home. All our singles, whether you are a single mother or you are a single father, or you are somebody that is widow and you trust God for settlement, or you are a single that is about to embark on the journey of marriage, the Lord will settle you maritally. And it shall be according to your desire. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank him. Thank him. And thank him. Do it better. Do it best. Lord, I give you thanks for doing this for me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Would you say the loudest amen? Give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.